broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Boston, the Celtics finished. Brock Purdy grabbing a bag. New York fans on fire last night. Juan Soto tipping the old ball cap. Welcome on in, folks. Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We're taking you all the way up till 10 a.m. this morning. You can listen to us live on that ESPN smart speaker and on that ESPN app. On your smart speaker, just say play ESPN West Palm Beach. On the app, go to listen live. Scroll all the way down to ESPN West Palm. Stream us live that way, and we are live on your radio dial on ESPN 106.3. Dame, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
New York fan was on fire last night.
Man, what a day. But what a day it is for New York in general.
So let's actually go to Madison Square Garden and the Knicks fans having a certain something to say to the Celtics on their way out.
Fans chanting goodbye to the Celtics.
Those kids made me take Boston plus three last night.
I mean,
they made me. So listen, so folks, Russo and Rizzo were live 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Colin Russo, myself, and Christian Cat, we do a segment with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, who power Saturday Tailgate. Download that Hard Rock Bet app today. And we build the parlay. And I told the boys, I go, you know, 4-5, you know, I'm 4-1 in my last 5 NBA picks. Like, I got a lot of Imperial Galactic credits in the account.
You're hot.
And I go, yeah, I love the Knicks minus three. And they all go, I think it, game seven. There's going to be a game seven.
I mean, that
Celtic team quit the first 10 minutes of the game.
That's really what happened. Hindsight's 2020, by the way. It's easy. You know,
Riz,
I'll be honest with you, Riz. Looking back now, I probably would have been on the...
All right, well, we got to take the Celtics now. And then they go, you sure? You sure? I'm like, so bro, both of you.
They just wanted to stay away from the game completely,
No, they like the Celtics. Okay. But the rule, my rule, like with that specific segment, it's where we make our parlay for the weekend. I mean, dude, it majority rules. If I'm the only bozo that wants to go with a pick, you know, the other two wanted Boston. So
you were trumped. You were trumped.
Am I going to sit there and but yeah, we were on the Celtics last night. But I dabbled a little bit on the sign on my own personal account with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Was able to win some cash, but I was laughing watching that game. I think another person who was laughing watching that game was Stephen A. Smith. Let's get this out of the way. Stephen A., huge Knicks fan. I obviously think there's some bias here. And then, honest to God, fair play to Stephen A. He deserves his day. The Knicks fans deserve their day. I'm never one to get behind, like, New York sports and the New York sport fan. But I was rooting for the Knicks last night. I can't stand the Celtics. The Celtics are one of my most hated, sports-hated teams within all of sports. Everybody was a Knicks fan last night. And let's hear Stephen A. Smith, one of the biggest Knicks fans, talking about the game last night and what happened to Boston.
I saw a team that quit. I saw a team that got beat down in the first half. They knew that it was a deficit that they were not going to recover from. And in the second half, it was just, it was just all about running out the clock. Jaylen Brown tried to get others involved, knew no one else had anything to give, and as a result, he was limited in what he gave. You can debate whether or not that's an excuse, but that's what it came down to. Derek White had 34 points on 7 three-pointers in game 5. He scored 8 points tonight. Jrue Holiday is a 2-time champion, okay, in Milwaukee and Boston. He had 4 points tonight. Peyton Pritchard, the 6th man of the year, gave you absolutely nothing. And Luke Kornet might as well have done so as well because he only had 5 rebounds after having 7 blocks, okay? So it's one of those situations where the New York Knicks, the Garden fans and everything else just overwhelmed them, and they had nothing to fend off the momentum that the Knicks and their fans brought into Madison Square Garden tonight.
Jrue Holiday, to Stephen A.'s point, Jrue Holiday, 1-for-8 in 30 minutes played with 4 points. Derek White, hey, listen, great player, all right? Needed a big game from him with Jason Tatum out. 3-for-11, 8 points. The Celtics scored 17 points in the second quarter. They followed it up with a 20-point third quarter. Now, I understand the NBA playoffs issue. For the most part, we haven't been seeing the crazy score lines that we're used to in these track meet of NBA games. But 17 points to turn it around and give you a 20 in the third. And let's not forget, in the first quarter, they put up 20 as well. So this was the Knicks game from the jump. Karl Anthony Towns was on fire. Towns, 8 of 20 on the game, but that hardly tells the story. 12 rebounds, 21 points. He was fantastic.
I mean, you can
make
an
argument. He was fantastic.
There was not a player on the New York Knicks that didn't show up last night. If you really look at it, Mikal Bridges, 22 points. Jalen Brunson, 23. OG Anunoby, 23. Josh Hart with a triple-double. Karl Anthony Towns, to your point, 21 points, 12 rebounds. I mean, it came down to that Madison Square Garden atmosphere. It was jumping, and everybody on the Knicks showed up. And on the other side, frankly, the only player we can really say showed up was Jalen Brown.
Brown, and even to Brown's 3-9 from three, they needed like a 35-point game from Jalen Brown.
But if you watch the game,
they really did.
In the first quarter, Jalen Brown was doing his part. You know, he was scoring, he was trying to get others involved, but 1-for-8 from Jrue Holiday, 3-for-11 Derek White. He was trying to get his teammates involved, but they just didn't show up for him.
Porzingis was a non-factor in the series all season long. He was huge in that championship run last year. I understand he's dealing with some things.
I was going to say, did you see him last night, how winded he was, like after what, like 3 minutes in the first quarter after coming in for Al Horford?
He's got an illness that he's been dealing with. I understand all that. But you put together Jason Tatum being out, Kristaps Porzingis having some godforsaken illness, and none of the bench players stepping up for Boston last night. That was a recipe for disaster. And the game before, everybody had a big game for Boston. Sam Hauser had a big game. Peyton Pritchard, as Stephen A. said there, the sixth man of the year. None of these guys stepped up to the
Luke
bill.
Luke Kornet, 7 blocks last game.
Yeah. And none of them stepped up to the bill. 20-point quarter, 17-point quarter, 20-point quarter. You want to know what we call that? In a decisive closeout game, you want to know what we call that, Dan? Cancun. We call that Cancun. 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. Is this the Knicks year? It's simple. Is this the New York Knicks year? Now, they still got to get past the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers are a solid team. The Pacers are, I think, a team who plays a brand of basketball very similar to the New York Knicks. They're going to get up in your face. They're going to throw a lot of bodies at you. The Knicks don't throw a lot of bodies at you. They play about seven guys. Sometimes you see Payne, McBride, Tucker, whoever, Tom Thibodeau might be feeling off the bench, but for the most part, it's Hart, it's Brunson, it's Towns, it's Anunoby, and it's Bridges. And they're gonna go 40 minutes.
Let's hope they stay out of foul trouble.
In a game where the Knicks won by 31 points and the game was over at the 8-minute mark in the third quarter, Towns still played 35. Brunson played 35, and OG Anunoby played 37. So no matter what, these guys are going to go 35 minutes. These guys are going to play for majority of the game. For the Pacers, as a Cavalier guy, I know how many bodies that team has. I think Miles Turner matches up great. Now, Mitchell Robinson is a big body that New York is going to be able to throw at Turner. But I think Turner, Siakam, Naismith, Nembhard, Halliburton, it's a good team, man. Benedict Mathurin, TJ McConnell, Obi Toppin, Thomas Bryant at moments. It's like nine. These are like nine players deep. Rick Carlisle, Hall of Fame coach, in my opinion. Championship winning coach, for that matter, with Dirk. And that Dallas Maverick team that surprised the Miami Heat in 2000 and God only knows remembers, 11. Is that 11? You're a Heat.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. 2010, 2011.
Good team. And I'm looking forward to this series. But there's something there with the Knicks. There is. I think there's something there with the Knicks. I think it's their year. And I think if you're a New York fan, you're looking at yourself and you're going, if not this year, then when? We beat the Celtics. We beat the team that everybody was waxing poetically during the regular season about. The Eastern Conference, it's Boston.
I get what you're saying, Mike, but
the Eastern, it's Boston. I mean, there's two teams in the East. It's Cleveland and Boston. That's what we were saying all year. They're not even here. They didn't even show up. The Cavs forgot to get off the bus. The Celtics got hurt. They got a butt kicking by 31 points with every celebrity you could shake a stick at on site for it in game six.
I get where you're going with this, the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers, but if we really pull all the teams that are left in this playoffs, if we look at the teams on the West, whether it's Denver, OKC, Minnesota, it would be hard for me to put the Knicks over any of those teams, to be honest.
So we have a game seven coming up on Sunday. We'll break that down in a little bit, but that's Nuggets and Thunder. I told Colin last night, I somewhat think that that's going to be your champion, whoever wins that. I'm not high on Minnesota. I'm not.
Oh, man.
Minnesota, they did not impress me against Golden State without Steph Curry.
They're doing what they're doing, and Anthony Edwards has not had the
best playoff run. They took care of business in two games. Fair play to them. They won by multiple digits, but two of those games, man, they were single digits, and it was close until the end without Steph Curry. And the game that they won, the only game that the Warriors won, was with Steph when he played like 17 minutes. And that was, I think, what was that, the 90? I think it was like the 91-88. I can't remember the score. No. In that game one that the Warriors won, no one scored 100 points in the game. So I don't know. I'm down. I'm down on Minnesota this year. And maybe they'll surprise me a bit when the winner of Nuggets Thunder in the game 7, 3:30 on ABC. You can listen to it right here on ESPN 106.3 as well. But when that goes down, when that shakes out, I still think the Nuggets and the Thunder are going to be able to take it over Minnesota. Now, he's played better, but I don't know. I'm not there with Minnesota. I think the magic and mojo is with the Knicks, and I think the Nuggets and the Thunder are the better team. And I'm not trying to sleep on Indiana. I'm not. And I promise this isn't my blind allegiance to my team getting in the way. It's going to be a tough series. But I think the Knicks play that bully ball better. I think they play that I'm going to get in your face and you're going to make stupid mistakes. I think they play that basketball a little better.
Last year, that matchup came down to a game seven where the Pacers took that game. I believe Jalen Brunson was hurt. But to your point, I mean, two teams who have a very similar identity. They're both very gritty. They both like to play very hard. And the difference is the Pacers, they do have a lot of bodies to throw at you. Where the Knicks, I feel like everything has to go right for them. They have to avoid injuries. Everybody has to show up on a particular night. So it's going to be a very interesting series. I think it'll be a very close one. I think it'll go down to game seven. But ultimately, I agree with you. I think the champion, the favorite to win it all, would be the winner coming out of that OKC versus Denver matchup.
The Pacers are going to have 8 days off by the time they play next Wednesday. That game is going to be at Madison Square Garden. Right now, with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, that line is Knicks -4.5. I lean Knicks.
At home?
I lean Knicks 4.5 at home.
And you also have to take into account, you said 8 days?
8 days off.
That's 8 days off. That's rust.
Now, does that help?
I think it could go either way. It could really go either way.
That's the famous conversation, right? Do you want to be off? Like, I feel we do that I think we do that conversation more or less in the NFL and college football.
And I don't think the Pacers more had a basketball situation where they had lingering issues to say, or lingering injuries per se. You know, they were, for the most part, pretty much healthy. Rest is always important.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like, for example, the Warriors who had Curry coming off a hamstring injury who really would have valued that rest. So it's going to be interesting to see. Is it going to work as rest or will it work as rust when they come back after 8 games off?
And we see this conversation pop up with football. Remember, what did we do? The Detroit Lions, we said this with last year. The Oregon Ducks in college last year. Who'd they get embarrassed by the way? Oregon?
Ohio State?
Who'd they get embarrassed by? But, yeah, after watching rested teams for 30 years, right? 25 years, I've been watching sports closely. I rather play. Maybe that's foolish. I rather play than get the rest. I've seen it too many times where the hot team ends up winning. Seen it too many times.
And if you, to your point, I mean, the Knicks pretty much did that last night. They were blowing out the Celtics. They really didn't need to keep the starters out there, but they did. They played over 35 minutes each.
Can we hear New York Knicks fan again, Damian?
Absolutely.
Fans chanting goodbye to the Celtics.
That was some built up. That was built up for years.
I mean, that's a little rivalry right there.
That was
Knicks Celtics.
Dude, did you see all the celebrities? There were so many celebrities at that game last night?
I saw Timothy Chalamet was with Bad Bunny right court side.
I couldn't keep track, dude. I could not keep track of how many. Who was it? Tracy Morgan? Who had the chain? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it was Tracy Morgan.
Dude, that was the that was the biggest chain I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's kind of the advantage these Knicks have. You know, when they go on these kinds of runs, it's not just the New York Knicks fans. It's the whole city in general. Every celebrity comes out. I mean, I even saw Russell Wilson there yesterday, how long has he been in New York? And he was acting like the biggest Knicks fan.
Dame, who had the dreadlocks with the glasses courtside last night? Do you know what I'm talking about? Go to ESPN.com. He is front and center. Dame, do it on the desktop. Because if you go on the homepage, he's front and center clapping his hands. I feel terrible. Dane, they kept showing them. And granted, I was with the boys. I was in Discord last night with the boys. We were playing games and watching the game. For the life of me, I had no idea who this guy was. Dame, no clue? You see it?
No idea. And I feel like we should know. He's front and center.
Exactly. They kept showing him. They kept showing him. Great sunglasses, by the way.
Are you a sunglasses indoor kind of guy? I mean, you're doing it right now.
Got him on right now. Now, in my defense, the studio is, you know, a little bright
sometimes.
Right, you
got the windows right there.
Yeah, it's a little bright sometimes. I was tired. Damn, I was tired this morning.
It's early.
It's what happens when you're up playing games and watching games till 3 in the morning. You know, I kind of did it to myself.
And I feel like last night we didn't have that excuse because this game started at what? It an 8 p.m. Yeah. game?
I straight up was in a Destiny dungeon trying to figure that out with the boys till 3 in the morning. But that's neither here nor there. The whole time... granted, all we had to do was turn the sound on and figure it out, but it became the running joke of the night of who the hell is that guy courtside? We had no idea. And I am not pop culture guy. Are you pop culture guy?
I am for the most part, but for some reason, I just can't.
Damn, I couldn't. If someone famous, like that's like not Taylor Swift or whatever, if Bruno Mars walked by this door, I'd have no idea it was Bruno Mars. You know what I mean? I had no idea what the guy looks like. Those are the blinders there. Those are the blinders there. And my former job before this one, D, I did a lot with like music stations and stuff. And like my boss, he'd be like, dude, your blinders are insane. Like I didn't know. Here's the thing. I know songs. I don't know the people and or band.
I'm like that with actors. You can name me an actor and chances are I will not know who it is. You have to tell me what movie he played in.
Do you want to know who I found out I really liked the other day? Was Kings of Leon. Do you know that band, D?
You got me, man.
I didn't either. And then Colin played me 2 songs. I go, oh, dude, I love these guys. I'm totally that guy. Do you have no idea? You can't
no
find
idea.
Out?
I've actually been digging to figure out who this guy is.
I keep looking at you. 888-760.
And I cannot figure it out.
Listen, 888-760-3776. The gentleman with the long hair and the sunglasses and the reddish, orangish long sleeve jacket that was sitting courtside last night.
It's a leather jacket.
Leather jacket. He had the rings. I mean, it was a great outfit. Honest to God, it was a great outfit. Who was this man sitting courtside for the Knicks last night? 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. Now, I think Damian was onto something there when it comes to the New York Knicks and the New York sport fan. The whole city shows up for that team. If they're going deep, if they're going on a run, the whole city. And that's what's cool about the NBA, and that's what's cool about basketball. Is that a troll, or did he actually have some?
No, we got Larry from Boynton.
Lair, my man Lair, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Good,
it was
partner.
Lenny Kravitz last night.
All right, Lenny Kravitz. Dame, any idea who Lenny Kravitz is?
I got nothing, man.
Larry, can you explain to myself and maybe some of the listener audience who has no idea who Lenny Kravitz is?
He's a singer. Are You Gonna Go My Way is his most famous song. He was married to Lisa Bonet. Okay. His daughter Zoe Kravitz in several movies.
He was all over that telecast last night. Now, Larry, did you watch the game? What'd you make of the butt beating by the Knicks?
Oh, it was a beautiful thing.
Larry's a Knicks fan.
I'm not a Celtic fan, so
yeah.
I was happy for the Knicks. 25 years in waiting, it was good for them.
Now, Larry, is the theme magic and mojo there with the Knicks team? You know, it's a rivalry coming up with the Pacers, but I have a lot of confidence that this is the Knicks' year to at least get to the finals. And I think all Knicks fans are thinking that way, right?
Oh, yeah, and it looked like the L.A. Forum East last night, like you say, with all the stars all out there. It was just crazy. It was pandemonium.
Now, Lair,
are you
Yankees or Mets, Lair?
Oh, I'm neither.
Okay.
I'm from Baltimore.
Okay. I was about to ask you about the Juan Soto thing last night. I thought we were doing a clean sweep with the New York teams, but I understand the point. Larry, you're my Raven guy too, if I remember. Hang on, Larry bet
Correct.
Against me in trivia. By the way, Larry, they set me up for that trivia. So for those,
yeah, I bet for you. I was Warriors yeah. side and I lost.
So for what happened? So Damian,
sports trivia.
They did this. You know, I filled in for Theo.
Yeah.
So theoretically speaking, folks, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN West Palm Beach. We do trivia for a Duffy's gift card on Theo's show. Cade's like going, give me a mad the Denver. I'm like, what? He was like doing what was the word? Lair sports? What? Anna? What?
Alliteration.
Yeah. I'm like, what the? I was, you know, I was expecting who won the Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos. No, we're doing garbage. Lair, thanks for the call, partner. Appreciate you listening.
No problem. Have a great day.
Yep. Appreciate you. But yeah, they totally set me up. Now, I already forget. Who the hell did he say that was? You don't even remember. You don't even remember. We should have asked him again. See,
one last this time,
is,
Larry.
This is the problem with our generation. Yeah. Lair and Kravitz.
And the thing is, when he said the name, it didn't like immediately jump to my head.
He was a singer. We are so bad. You're a millennial like me. My God, shame on us.
But to go back to the theoretically speaking trivia, I actually won it, but I had a completely different experience because all the questions for me were soccer questions.
Really?
So it was like a layup. It was.
And you missed them?
No, I hit them all.
Oh, okay.
I won.
Sorry.
I won the trivia.
I thought you said Lenny Kravitz. That's it. I found it. All right. So listen, Dame, do me a favor. Find a clean, type into YouTube. I believe I have my YouTube premium. Colin calls me a sucker for having premium, but guess what? We won't be, you know, we won't have ads. No ads. How about that? Who's a sucker? Type in Lenny Kravitz and let's hear a clean song. I'm sure we're going to recognize the song by the great Lenny Kravitz. And apparently his daughter, Larry said his daughter is an actress. So very popular family. People know Lenny Kravitz. But yeah, that was the running joke for us last night in the Discord is that who in the hell is that guy sitting courtside? One of my buddies is like Bob Marley. I said, dude, it is not Bob Marley. Great Bob Marley is sadly deceased. He's a rock and roll guy.
This sounds familiar already.
Hold on. Let it play out. All right, I can get behind it, right? Little rock and roll.
Bring the energy.
Lenny Kravitz. Little rock and roll. So, Chalamet, Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, Lenny Kravitz, Tracy Morgan. By the way, Tracy Morgan wasn't the guy with the giant chain. Still trying to figure out who the guy with the giant chain was.
It's almost like
we can
sit here and play a game.
Well, yeah,
just naming who was at the game.
What did Larry say? It was, you know, it was... It, in a sense, it was like Staples Center back in the day. Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller was on site with Stephen A.
He was on the pregame,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
On site with Stephen A. I mean, Spike Lee's the GOAT when it comes to fandom. Who's this? Oh, Remy Ma and Fat Joe. Let's see. Sauce Gardner. Ice Spice. You an Ice Spice guy?
I think she's a bit overrated.
Really?
Never liked her music.
Wait a minute.
She's what they call an industry plant.
To time out. Ice Spice does music? I thought she was just like a supermodel.
No.
She actually has music?
Yeah, that's what kind of would put her on the map.
Stop it.
Yep.
Sauce Gardner, though.
And a certain dance move that was very popular. Twerking.
Thanks. Thanks for that. I think, are her and Sauce Gardner dating? They're
yes,
getting real
I
chummy.
Believe they are.
They're getting real chummy on this picture I'm looking at. Folks, 888-760-3776. The stars were out. The stars were out for that Knicks and Celtic game, the decisive game 6. where Stephen A. put it, I think, as best as anyone could. I feel like the Celtics quit after the first 10 minutes of the game. We'll continue the discussion there. Damian is all fired up about Brock Purdy getting paid. You're all fired up about that?
I mean, good for the guy. Great for the guy. But $53 million a year, man, I think we're about to figure out what he's really made out of.
We'll talk about that. And Damian, from my understanding, I hear that the Knicks fan was not the only New York fan that was busy.
He was definitely not.
Yeah, but I even hear that they, you know, it got a little rowdy with Juan Soto.
Well, there's no way he was expecting flowers.
Well, you know what? Maybe his middle name's Lou because he was tipping his cat to something. Maybe he didn't know anything was getting booed.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Mike Grizzo, Damian Perez, Saturday Tailgate. We're taking you all the way up till 10 a.m. today. Big win for the Knicks last night, 31-point shellacking for the New York Knicks to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. You had Juan Soto getting booed by Yankee fan and Brock Purdy getting the bag, $53 million a year, $181 million guaranteed on the contract. We are loaded today, action-packed, celebrities all over that New York Knicks game last night. We will continue the conversations right here on Saturday Tailgate. 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. We heard from our good buddy Larry earlier on in the program. If you want to get in on the action, 888-760-3776. Folks, there is a great tournament right now going on, the PGA Championship. Quail Hollow, the PGA Championship, and it is time for a leaderboard update. And this leaderboard update is brought to you by Pain Care Florida. At Pain Care Florida, they're specialists. Use state-of-the-art procedures to relieve pain and get you moving. Pain Care Florida. Stop hurting. Start living today. The leaderboard update also brought to you by the Breakers Palm Beach, Kaiser University, and PGA Golf Club. Well, Jonathan Vegas still on top on that leaderboard at 8 under. Vegas posted a 64 in round one, put him on top of the competition, and then he was 1 under yesterday. So 8 under for Jonathan Vegas. He is the current leader heading into round three. Siwoo Kim at 6. Matthew Pavone at 6. Matt Fitzpatrick at 6. So those three, Kim, Pavone, and Fitzpatrick tied for second. Max Homa, 5 under. Scottie Scheffler, a big name, finally making a crawl up the leaderboard. That was the conversation with this tournament the first 2 days, was the lack of stars. Well, Scottie Scheffler changed that yesterday, shooting a 68, 5 under. For Scotty, Sam Stevens at 4 under, Denny McCarthy at 4 under, and a couple other more Americans follow suit with Alex Smalley, Ryan Gerard, and JJ Spawn all up high on the leaderboard. Fox, Smalley, and Gerard 4 under, Spawn at 3, Bryson DeChambeau 3 under. So the score to beat right now is 8. If you're flirting anywhere, I feel like from 3, 4, 5, obviously 6, you're going to have a chance to go on to charge these final 2 days. And once again, the leaderboard update brought to you by Pain Care Florida. At Pain Care Florida, they're specialists. Use state-of-the-art procedures to relieve pain and get you moving. Pain Care Florida, stop hurting. Start living today. Also, leaderboard update brought to you by the Breakers Palm Beach, Kaiser University, and the PGA Golf Club. Damian Perez behind the glass. Now, Dame, we talked a lot about the New York Knicks and that 31-point victory. But I do want to chat a little bit about that Yankee and Met game, that Subway series. Now, I'm what you call, Dame, a baseball snob, as you know. I love my baseball. Watch baseball religiously, probably more than any sport, just because of the sheer amount of games. You know what I mean? Like right. like the NFL, we get Sunday,
and it's a good sport to have on the background.
But
too.
But like it's very regional. The city I grew up in, we had a team. We were all fans of it. You know, so like. I love baseball. And the Subway Series, God, great. One of my things. I couldn't believe that the Yankees stuck it to the Mets last night, 6-2, but I also couldn't believe Juan Soto's reaction Now, we have sound of Soto getting booed by Yankee fan, but it really doesn't do it just because it doesn't really surprise, you know, it's radio, folks. I got to build the picture for you. Soto digs into the box. The boos are showering. And listen, I'm not getting on Yankee fan for booing Soto. If I were a Yankee fan, I would have booed the hell out of him last night as well. Colin, my partner Colin Russo on Russo and Rizzo, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., kind of disagreed with me on this yesterday. And granted, to Kyle's point, Soto was only there for a year. He's not necessarily a Yankee great. I think he
went to the Mets.
Here's my thing. I think Soto put the Yankees back on the map. And what do I mean when I say that? The Yankees haven't been to a World Series since 2010. You know what I mean? That's a long drought for the mighty evil empire of the New York Yankees. And Juan Soto was the player and the face of the playoffs, him and Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah. I think it was Soto, though, more than Stanton. I know Stanton had huge hits and
home runs. He had moments.
But Soto, you know, you think of that dead center shot to the Jim Thome trees in Cleveland that gave him the decisive lead, and they never looked back after that. Like, Soto was the guy last year. He was the poster boy for the Yankees running the postseason. And then you tuck tail to take $50 million more. What's the difference between $700 million and $750 million? Damian, these are things only millionaires can relate to, because if I even see a couple $1 million in my lifetime, I'm going to fall to the floor.
I'll be happy with one.
Let's put it this way. If I hit a 20 grand parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, I'd fall to the floor. Okay? So putting that in perspective, what's the difference? And I get it. I get a Yankee fan. What's the difference between $700 million Juan Soto and $750
million? Yeah.
Doesn't it mean something to be a Yankee?
It's not even a cheaper city because you're staying in New York, too.
Don't you want to put on the pinstripes like the Yankee Clipper, like the Babe, like the greats of the past?
And they truly embraced him, I feel like, in the Bronx.
But that's not who Soto is. He's a mercenary, as Colin calls him. Hired gun. Yeah. Gun for hire. The bounty hunter. You Star Wars guy?
Of course.
Jango Fett, Bubba Fett.
That's the perfect
Jabba the Hutt. He's hanging. Juan Soto's hanging on a Tatooine.
He really is. He's bounced around.
With Greedo.
He hasn't committed, but he's bounced around. And everywhere he's been, he's been reliable. He's been that guy that you mentioned, the hired gun.
Shipping spice and cargo for Jabba the Hutt. That's Juan Soto.
For 1 or 2 years, and then I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. He's going to make his money and go. I have no problem with the Yankee fan booing the hell out of him. Now, let's hear the reaction again on the Yankee broadcast, because I think it was hysterical.
Well, there's no way he was expecting flowers.
Well, you know what? Maybe his middle name's Lou, because he was tipping his cat to something. Maybe he didn't know anything was getting booed.
Michael K., the great Michael K. Oh, God.
I mean, the booze then drowned out the announcers.
And his partner, Michael K., goes, well, and his partner goes, maybe his name is Lou. Maybe he didn't think he was going to get booed because he started tipping his cap. Oh, God. Pure comedy. Pure comedy. Yankee, I'll tell you what. New York sports were on fire last night. It was the forefront of sports last night was New York. It was the New York sport fan.
Yeah, but to give Soto some credit, I mean, well played. I mean, what are you going to do in that moment? What else? What could he have done that would have been a better reaction?
He's such a, like, and I know there are, by the way, Juan Soto, 3 walks. He's the hardest out in baseball. I refuse to, maybe this is getting too far into the baseball, Damian. Juan Soto is the toughest out in baseball. He doesn't strike out. Granted, this year, 33 strikeouts, let's put it this way. That's a lot.
He had a slow start, though.
It's a lot for Juan Soto. Now, listen, Damian, hindsight 2020, 33 strikeouts at this point in the season and how many at-bats he has, it's not that much. But for him, by the way, 159 ABs, 33 strikeouts.
Wow.
For him, kind of high. For him, kind of high. But at the same time, doesn't strike out, tough out, has the best eye in baseball, willing to lay off all of the close stuff. The Soto shuffle, you know what I'm talking about? When he'll
give the pitcher that look like, and then, I dare you to throw it
but
again.
But the Soto shuffle is like he takes like 2 steps in towards the pitcher, backs up into the batter's box. It's great. He's one of the I like Juan because he's a fun player. Soto's a fun player to watch in baseball. And I think he likes playing the villain now. He's at the point in his career.
He's embracing it.
Bro, he's an MVP candidate year in and year out. He's won a World Series with the Nationals. Like, how about that? I think that's underrated about Soto. Like, Soto's going to be an all-time great and, in my opinion, a Hall of Famer. Like, Soto got the championship out of the way when he was a teenager.
And with the team that drafted him.
Nationals. How about, yeah, and like, he would, Mike Rizzo, not me, folks, host of Russo and Rizzo and Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, the GM of the Nationals, knows how to evaluate talent and knows how to, you know, get a good baseball team going. Don't sleep on that. Listen, James Wood, C.J. Abrams, a good little team that they have over there. They need Dylan Cruz to kind of, their draft pick from LSU, they need Dylan Cruz to pick it up a bit. But Mike Rizzo knows talent and, you know, not surprising that Juan Soto came after Bryce Harper. But I can't wait to watch the rest of that series. That's a 105 start. Now, Damian, I'm probably going to go home and do something I haven't done in probably 20 years, and that's take a midday nap because I was up way too late last night trying to figure out a Destiny 2 dungeon with the boys.
No Inter-Miami game today, so we have the whole day to look forward
I don't know how I feel about that, by the way. Here's my thing, Dame. I like having like a full day off. This is, don't get me wrong. Like 10, 8, like 9 to 10, they're coming in and talking sports with you, please. This is a pleasure. But at the same time, like, I usually like waking up and having a full day.
Right, just be able to turn your brain off for the entire day.
But I would rather be working tonight with Inter.
And then have tomorrow just absolutely
just, you know, be able to sit in the same PJs that I woke up in.
It's a good theory. I can't say, I prefer it, honestly. I'm right there with you. But just to have, and the other thing about today is there's no NBA finals. I mean, we do have the WNBA starting up, but there's no the NBA playoffs. There is NHL today, so it's kind of a slower day on the sports, other than you got the Subway Series at 1 p.m.
Dame,
but
I got a full, what do you, speak for yourself, brother. I got a full slate of baseball today, starting at 1 o'clock with Mets and Yankees. The Cubs are the funnest team in baseball. Pete Crow Armstrong might be the best player ever.
Oh, they went crazy yesterday.
Dude,
Cubs.
Pete Crow Armstrong, Damian, and obviously, folks, I am completely out of going. I'm trolling, but Pete Crow Armstrong might be the best player I've ever seen. The Cubs are great. They're a fun team to watch. That's the 220 game. It's rivalry week. It's rivalry weekend within the MLB. You got Sox and Cubs, the two Chicago teams, the Subway Series. How could you forget about the Battle of Ohio with the Reds and the Indians? You got the Tigers and the Blue Jays, Nationals and the Orioles, Rays and Marlins. A pretty cool thing that baseball is doing. I'm going to be locked into rivalry day.
I might have to lock in. I mean, to be honest with you, Mike, I've been getting into baseball the last few years.
Well, yeah.
That was the sport.
Well,
that,
now Lee, you have no choice because you got Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo that work at the station right now. You have no choice but to be a baseball fan.
I followed on the Hard Rock bet earlier in the season, right before the season actually started. You guys gave us a futures bet, and I followed it. So that's kind of also,
Red Sox
I've been rooting for it.
Red Sox are reeling a bit. That bet might be dead.
No, now, don't tell me that.
Now, did you, listen, long way to go, long way to go. You know I'm one to overreact. Did you tail my Reds bet, by the way?
No, I didn't tail the Reds.
They're probably going to win. That was 78.5. They're 22-24. They're probably going to beat that.
There was another team that I regret not tailing that you had mentioned was the Guardians.
I mean, I told you kids.
But you also said that was an emotional bet.
Well, yeah, because it's my childhood team.
So when you said that, I kind of got, you know, like emotional bets. That's usually more heart over brains.
Guardians, Cavs, Browns, Buckeyes. Those are my childhood teams, of course. But listen, if anyone that's watched baseball knew that 82.5 for the Guards was an absolute layup. But yeah, I mean, Colin and I are trying to change the narrative on baseball with this station.
No, and
specifically with you.
It's working. It's working because I have been tuning in more. I'm more involved with baseball, and I find it entertaining. Whereas in the old, like before I kind of understood the narrative, understood everything that was about baseball, it was hard for me to pay attention. But now I actually watched the Cubs versus the White Sox yesterday. Mm. The White Sox were up early 2-0, and then after that, the Cubs just absolutely nuclear.
Pete Crow Armstrong had a grand slam.
They had 6 runs, I believe, in the third inning or something like that.
Crow, grand slam, 3 singles, 6 RBIs, and like 3 runs.
I have been buying into MLB, I promise.
Good. Better. We got to take a timeout, folks. We'll give you another PGA leaderboard update. We'll make a parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet as well. Coming up, we'll talk about Brock Purdy getting $53 million. Dame almost fall out of his chair when he found that out this morning. This is Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo and Damian Perez on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We're taking you all the way up till 10 a.m. today. Folks, it is time for a leaderboard update, the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. And this PGA Tour leaderboard update is brought to you by Pain Care Florida. At Pain Care Florida, their specialists use state-of-the-art procedures to relieve pain and get you moving. Pain Care Florida, stop hurting, start living today. Jonathan Vegas in first place still, 8-under, 64 round one, 70 round two. So Jonathan Vegas still leading the way, 2 strokes above the rest. Speaking of the rest, Siwoo Kim, 6-under. Matthew Pavone, 6-under. Matt Fitzpatrick at 6. Couple guys at 5, Max Homa and Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler, probably the biggest name on this board. Sam Stevens at 4-under. Denny McCarthy at 4-under. Garrick Higo, 4-under. And you start getting into the 3s with the J.J. Spawn, Bryson DeChambeau, Davis Riley. Tony Finau at 3-under. As well. And that was your leaderboard update brought to you by Pain Care Florida. At Pain Care Florida, they're specialists. Use state-of-the-art procedures to relieve pain and get you moving. Pain Care Florida, stop hurting. Start living today. It is also brought to you by the Breakers of Palm Beach, Kaiser University, and PGA Golf Club. Brock Purdy. $53 million a year. $181 million guaranteed. And my partner Damian Perez could not believe that Purdy is getting that kind of cash.
Yeah, at first when I first saw it, I'm thinking, whoa, that's a lot of money for Purdy. Considering how much of a system quarterback he is, considering how many weapons you would like to have around him, I thought, wow, that's a lot of money. But after really analyzing it, I mean, like you said, if you really wanted to keep him around, that's what it would have taken. And if we really look at the quarterbacks that are ahead of him, it's lined up. It makes sense. I mean, you got Trevor Lawrence right ahead of him with 55. You got Tua Tagovailoa with 53.1. He's ahead of Jared Goff. Actually, he's getting paid the exact same amount as Jared Goff, $53 million a year. So, I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, I completely changed my opinion and it lines up. But I will say, this is the moment where we really find out what Purdy's made out of, because now with that contract, you're not going to be able to kind of have around him what you had. Mm-hmm. So it's going to really answer the question, can Brock Purdy really step up and lead this team?
He is the perfect quarterback for that system and offense. And I know that's maybe a bit overrated, that whole conversation, but I don't think it is in this point, because Kyle Shanahan is one of my favorite coaches and one of my favorite offensive minds.
He's going to figure
in the
it out.
NFL. Him and McVay. If I had to pick a coach right now. Now, Andy Reid.
What about O'Connell?
Hear me out. Andy Reid, the only reason I wouldn't take Andy Reid is because I think he's probably going to my two cents is he's probably going to retire after this year. But if someone came up to me and said, Riz, who do you want your coach to be for the next 3, 4, 5 years? I probably would go with McVay or Shanahan. There's stability. Shanahan hasn't won the big game yet, but he's been there twice. That's a team that consistently wins over 10 games, wins their division, and goes to the playoffs. Listen, I picked them to win the Super Bowl last year. Didn't work out. Bad injuries. I chalk it up to bad injuries. They take care of their own. They draft well. I know the Trey Lance was a nightmare. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no easy way to put that. Trey Lance was a nightmare. But
he was a nightmare, but at least they corrected it right away.
And then, they corrected it in the same draft with Mr. Irrelevant, yep. And now you're giving him $53 million a year to be your quarterback. I like it because comparatively to what? Being a quarterback purgatory, having to draft another quarterback? Say you let Purdy ride out this contract and he plays well this year. That fee would go up too. Like, the quarterback market is only going up.
Yeah.
Only going up. And those players you mentioned, mention them to me again. I'll let you know how many I would take Purdy over.
You got Trevor Lawrence with 55. Tua Tagovailoa with 53.1, Jared Goff with 53, and then Brock Purdy. Ahead of him, you got Jordan Love, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Dak Prescott.
Okay. I would take Purdy over Dak. I would take Purdy over Lawrence. I would take Purdy over Goff. I would certainly take Purdy over Tua. Listen, I'm done with Trevor Lawrence, man. Now, Liam Cohen, the new head coach at Jacksonville, maybe he is the coach to turn that guy around. But I'm sick of hearing, at Clemson, and listen, one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time, by the way, Trevor Lawrence. Amazing at Clemson. Multinational championships. Won a national championship as a true freshman. Unheard of the stuff he did in college. I think, sadly, he just went to an organization in Jacksonville that wasn't ready for a first overall pick. Urban Meyer was his first head coach. He got fired midseason.
That was a disaster.
And then Doug Peterson takes over. You go to the playoffs one year. You win a playoff game. Fair play to him. They beat the Chargers. They came back, remember, in that second half. But after that, it's been a mess. I don't think the Jags were ready for Trevor Lawrence. And I kind of blame the Jags for, quote-unquote, ruining Lawrence. But, yeah, I rather have Purdy over all four of those guys that I mentioned. Tua, Dak, Lawrence. Who's the fourth? Goff. I'd rather have Purdy over those guys.
Now, do you say that because of the system he's in? Like, let's say if we swap Tua Tagovailoa and Brock Purdy.
I think he's the better player.
As a player?
Oh. Yeah, he's smart. Now, the one thing I think you could write home about Purdy, about last year, he played 15 games, he threw 12 interceptions. As someone who knows Kyle Shanahan's system well, Shanahan can't stomach that. But it seems like he's going to be able to overcome all that. Now, folks, we got to build a parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. I'm going with three MLB games. I'm going with the Mets plus 110, the Guardians minus 125, and I'm going to go with the A's at plus 130. So Mets, Guardians, A's. That parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, it's rivalry weekend with the MLB. Download that Hard Rock Bet app today. Please gamble responsibly. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. This has been Saturday Tailgate, powered by Hard Rock Bet. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We'll catch up with you next weekend. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll be back with Inter-Miami Soccer on both Deportes and 106.3 coming up tomorrow. We'll see you. Bye.